Here's Pastor Brian as he concludes this week's study.
Welcome to the program today. All this week we've been looking at the identifying characteristics of the Antichrist. The Bible definitely reveals that one individual will be raised up in the last days who will rule over a kingdom that will have influence politically, religiously, and financially. Thus far this week, we've already looked at the political and financial influence that the Antichrist will have over the world. And today we'll finish up with looking at his religious influence. And today we'll look at four important passages of Scripture, as well as I'll try and give you a warning as to not being led astray through false teaching. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 summarizes the religion of the last days. And it says in verse 3, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first." That's where I'd like to warn you, is that there's going to be a falling away from the faith first, and then the Antichrist will be raised up because there'll be religious deception in the land. As later on in 2 Thessalonians 2, it speaks of those who did not receive a love for the truth. Those are the ones who are going to believe the lie. And I do believe that we are seeing today the beginnings of that falling away, that apostasy. Many churches today are not teaching the Word of God. Many churches today are not standing up on moral issues, as well as many churches are not standing up on the issue that Jesus Christ alone is the way to eternal life, is the only way to heaven. When that begins to crumble, the church is going into apostasy. The Bible says that's going to take place first. I was reading this week in an article in the Orange County Register describing a church in Orange County that was having a day to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. and the things that he accomplished in life, which I think is all well and good. But one of the things that they were having there is a children's choir from the Baha'i Church. The Baha'i Church is a cult. So here they're cooperating together on a Sunday at their church service and bringing in a cult to listen to their choir. That is religious compromise. And the church, I believe, is in a desperate situation. And what you need to do as a member of your church is make sure that you have some sort of doctrinal statement that is sound and that you're teaching what the church has proclaimed, what the Bible proclaims. Realize that the Bible teaches that in the last days, there's going to be a falling away from the faith. And that's going to happen inside the church. And I believe that the beginning marks of that is when the church moves away from solid doctrine, from solid teaching of the Scripture. Keep your eyes and ears open, watching for that so that you are not led astray. And what the Bible says that'll lead to is that'll pave the way for the raising up of the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist is not only going to have a political base and a military power and a financial influence upon the world, he is going to have a religious influence upon the world. And the rest of verse 3 and 4 tells us of that, which says, "And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." That means his source is ultimately perdition or from hell. Verse 4 says, "Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." That is the religion of the last days, that the Antichrist will proclaim that he is God and demand for him to be worshipped as God. And then he will give a mark to individuals that will submit to that allegiance, and that will give them the authority or the right to buy and sell in this last world empire. And if someone does not take that mark, identifying their allegiance to worship him as God, they will not be able to buy or sell in this financial environment, as well as be persecuted unto the point of death. The second passage is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, which we've already looked at this week, but it's such an important and crucial passage for our understanding as how people could be deceived and for us to be warned against that. Verse 9 says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved." And the reason people are going to follow this man as a religious figure is because he's going to be able to do, as what the Scripture says, all power, signs, and lying wonders. And I do believe that what we're finding in the church more and more today is that people are not listening critically to what a man teaches. They're saying, well, he does miracles, therefore he must be from God. And that's what they're basing truth on, rather than on what does the Bible teach and how does his teaching line up with what the Scriptures say. They're saying he's able to do signs and wonders. He's able to bring healing to people's lives. He's able to bring blessing. So he must be from God. And that is a dangerous, dangerous position, which the Bible has warned against from the beginning of its writings. Now, it is interesting that the same is also said in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, where the false prophet is described as being enabled to do miracles to lead people astray, and he causes them to worship the Antichrist. So there's going to be great religious deception in the last days. Now, it is interesting today that many people claim that they are seeking the truth, but actually they are not. They're seeking a truth that they want to be comfortable, because when they're confronted with the truth about Christ, they reject it. For example, when people are told they're sinners and that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, they reject it flat out because they don't want to hear such things. That offends their pride. That offends their ego. That means they have to humble themselves. They have to depend upon God to save them, and they do not want to hear that. They want to create their own religion, which is comfortable for them, and develop their own path of their own way to heaven. And this is nothing new. Actually, this happened in the very time of Jesus Christ. Those who proclaimed to be seekers of truth were actually, in reality, opposing the truth. Listen to what John chapter 3, verse 19 says. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And that's why men reject the truth, is because their deeds are evil. They don't want to be told, you can't do this, or God commands against these things. They want to form a religion that allows them to do their particular desires and their particular sins. You ever run across people that say, well, I don't believe that, or I don't believe that that's wrong, or the God that I worship? And they create this God in their own mind, and usually the God that they create is in the image and likeness of what they desire to do. Their God permits them to commit their particular form of sin. So they're really not seeking after truth at all. And usually they reject and oppose the truth. And so we are living in a time when people are claiming to seek the truth, but they're really setting themselves up for deception. They don't have a love for the truth. They don't really want to submit to God. They want to be in sovereign control of their own life, and God's the one that wants to be in control of their life. As the Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. But people today are really not hungering for the truth. They're hungering to design a religion to pacify a religious need in their life. And I believe that that is setting the stage for this apostasy, this great deception. And the Bible predicts that a religious man is going to rise up, and he's going to do powerful signs and wonders, but they're deceiving signs, and they're going to lead people astray. And many in the last days will worship this man as God. You also need to understand that during the tribulation, there is going to be plenty of light offered by God. So it's not a matter that the truth is not out there, just as the same is true today. The truth is there, but man is rejecting it. As you read through the book of Revelation, it says that God is going to raise up 144,000 Jews as witnesses of him. They are first fruits unto him, the Bible says. Also, it describes an angel who flies in the midst of heavens proclaiming the everlasting gospel. Also, there's the faithful witnesses of all the martyrs during that tribulation period, which will preach the gospel and will die for it. Also, the book of Revelation describes two witnesses or two prophets that God will send to the nation of Israel. And all are going to be able to see them be killed and raise up after 3 days. So the light is there, but men are going to reject the light because their deeds are evil. Now, the third passage I want to look at is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. And this is one that you should imprint upon your heart and mind, which reads as follows. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, which is speaking about a miracle, and the sign or that wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So shall you put away the evil from your midst. Now notice, here's an individual that's able to have a dream or a prophetic word that comes to pass. But yet, it's leading people astray ultimately from the true and living God. And God says, don't follow after that individual. He says, God's testing you to see what is in your heart. And again, that's what's happening today, and I believe in the faith movement. There's these people that are doing proclaimed miracles, professed miracles, and they're saying you're little gods, and they're feeding people a false doctrine. God's testing these individuals to see if they're really going to follow after the voice of the Lord, or they're going to follow after some desire that's in their own heart, or something that's relating to the pride of man, that he is a little god, he is a little Elohim, which is completely false and contrary to the true word of God. Or proclaiming that you could be rich and wealthy and healthy and preach and proclaim that message. And people are following after that, hook, line, and sinker. The Bible warns us we need to test all things. We need to hold fast to what is true and reject that which is false. So even if someone's able to do a miracle or give a word of prophecy that comes true, it doesn't necessarily mean they're from God. Test what else they teach based on the word of God. that is a must in the day and age in which we're living. And because people aren't willing to do that, it will lead to that great apostasy, that great falling away in the last days. And I believe we're seeing the beginning of that apostasy in this day and age, where the foundation for truth and how to validate it based on what a man teaches is being thrown aside and people are going after religious experience alone. That is a dangerous way to live, especially in these last days. Now, the last passage that we'll look at for this week, although we've been studying about the Antichrist and the fact that he will have a kingdom that will influence the entire world religiously, politically, and financially, that's not the end of the message. The end of the message is that Jesus Christ, when he allows this man to be raised up, that's when he's going to establish his kingdom, which will not pass away. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that we are looking for. He is the one that's going to bring in victory. And listen to what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 describes. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. And so here it says that when the Lord shows up, he's going to speak the word, and the Antichrist is going to be destroyed as well as his kingdom. It also speaks of destroying with the brightness of his coming. That just speaks of Christ's glory. His radiating glory is going to consume the Antichrist and his kingdom. The Antichrist is no match for the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Christ. And the Lord's presence just wipes him out. That's how powerful and awesome our God is. That's the one that you want to be following, the true and living Christ, not the Antichrist. Now, presently, the way the Lord is preserving his work and his kingdom is he's allowing the church to be here as salt and light. I believe that's what he's speaking about, that there's a restraining influence from allowing the Antichrist to be raised up. And he says this mystery of lawlessness is already at work. So sin is trying to come in and influence our society as well as religious deception, but the Lord's placed the church right in the midst of that, working almost like as a dam to prevent this flood of lawlessness and religious deception to come in. At some point, that will be lifted, and there'll be great deception that'll take place in the last days. But right now, our role is to be salt and light through moral living, through godly living, through preaching the truth, through preaching the gospel, through bringing people to Christ, and seeing people's lives transformed. That's the role the Lord's given us at this point. That's why we must be faithful to God's word and giving out the truth to restrain sin, as well as bringing people into right relationship with the true and living Christ. I hope these studies this week has given you understanding as to the role and the work that the Antichrist will play in the last days, and has prepared you from being caught off guard through religious deception in our day and age. If we can help you in your studies of the Word of God in any way, whether you're preparing to be a Bible teacher, we have correspondence courses that we offer, which I believe will be very helpful, as well as we have a list of tapes that we've done here on Solid Ground. Please call us at our new toll-free number at 1-877-941-LAMB, or look us up on the web at www.calvarylm.com.